Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
And welcome to the Morning Wolf Pack Share Your Salary podcast. It's so hard not to talk like that now. It is what, Tuesday? I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
And Slow Joe as well.
Yo.
Without further ado, because this was a good one, check out our Share Your Salary today. Undercover Loss Prevention Officer Tricia.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that coaxial and fiber field coordinator Tina makes $61,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Tricia from Snohomish. Good morning, Tricia. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for calling in and being a part of Share Your Salary. We're looking for people here in 2020 to keep this conversation alive. It's time to break down the taboo, talk about what we can expect to make doing certain things. So thank you again. And 206-421-WOLF, if you ever want to call in for Share Your Salary, we'd love to have you. You can call right now. Tricia, you are an undercover loss prevention officer. Is that correct?
Correct.
I think we maybe kind of sort of know or have an idea what you do, but let's make sure. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Rapid fire questions your way. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, Tricia, you were going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack. That's how it works. Sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled.
All right. You know, she sort of has that, like, hey, I'm an officer of the law kind of vibe. Like, enough playing around. Here we go. 60 seconds. Emily, if you're ready, begin.
All right. So what exactly do you do?
I'm undercover security and apprehend shoplifters.
What kind of weapons do you get to carry?
Depending on the area I work, we carry pepper spray. We have handcuffs. Some of the areas we have personal weapons, firearms.
So how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing this almost 17 years. Next year will be 17 years.
Wow.
How often do you actually thwart a robbery?
Thwarted a robbery?
One of my favorite words. Yeah, stop a robbery.
That's not really how it works. Yeah, I haven't had anybody come in to the area and try to hold up the store or anything.
Do you spend most of your time sitting, standing, or walking around?
Walking 100% walking 50% and running as fast as I can the other 50.
Have you ever gotten into a physical altercation with a perp?
About 80% of the time.
How much
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have. Man, Trish, great job. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, 46150 is the number to text in right now. What do you think? I mean, we really want to know, and I'm going to steal one of your text messages, my guess, anyway. What do you think Tricia in Snohomish is making every year as an undercover loss prevention officer? Stay with us because we're going to find out in 3 minutes right after this song. She's going to share her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Tricia. She lives in Snohomish, and she is an undercover loss prevention officer. Emily, maybe you could explain a little bit more about that.
So she's doing undercover security to catch shoplifters in a retail area. She is walking and running most of her time, and anytime she catches a shoplifter, they get into a confrontation, altercation about 80% of the time, and she does get to carry pepper spray and sometimes even weapons.
And I'm so glad, Emily, that you have to go first on this one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because it's tough.
Okay, because you've been doing it 17 years, I think you're doing pretty good with 57.
57. Hannah in Auburn is the guest I'm going to use today. Thank you for the text message to 46150. She is at 75, and I think, yeah, 17 years plus. This is a job where you got to put your life on the line and discharge a weapon maybe and thwart a perp. 75 all day. Slow Joe.
Ooh, I like 65 right in the middle.
Ooh, okay. Dangerous play.
Yeah.
I like it. We've got 57, 65, and 75. Sounds like we're kind of close, but enough of that. Tricia, it's time to share your salary. What is the number? How much you making every year doing what you do?
2019, I made $67,800.
Slow down! Nice! Man. So, Tricia, how dangerous really is your job, or is it more just catching these kind of sad, pathetic souls that are looking to shoplift?
It depends on the area. Like I said, it's a major retailer. I work 84 different stores in three counties.
Oh, wow.
Some stores, it's all kids taking makeup or candy, and other stores, it's, you know, homeless people on drugs trying to find something expensive to trade.
Do you have to have any training or any, like, certification to get this job?
No, I do have 2 degrees in law enforcement.
Oh,
but,
wow.
And I had military experience before that. So.
Yeah, I would say you kind of have to be a badass. I mean, if you get into wrestling matches with these people, Tricia, you can take care of yourself.
Oh, I can take care of myself if it's one-on-one. If it's just me with 3 other guys in an alley, then no, not so much.
No, you don't want to be in that position. Well, Tricia, thank you for, doing what you do, and be safe, okay?
Oh, always.
Yeah, it's the folks on the drugs that scare me, because they got, like, crack power. They're like superhuman crack strength,
yeah.
You know?
But a lot of times they can't run real fast, which is
Yeah, no endurance, no fitness. All right, Tricia, we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack and for sharing your salary.
You guys have a great day.
So there you go, $67,000 a year. And honestly, in the beginning, I did not know if she was over it from the start. When she's like, yeah, great, can't wait. I felt like I was telling my wife about a bike race, and she's like, oh, that's interesting.
No, I
really?
Think she's nervous. I mean, yeah. I think yeah, people maybe. Get nervous with that.
It's always funny. Like, our interaction with people in the first, like, 20 or 30 seconds, I think we base a lot on that, a lot more than they do. You know what I mean?
But everybody does that. When you meet somebody in the street or in the, like, the first 5 seconds tells you how far you're going to go.
Right, but it's
a 12-point spread.
I think Emily's right. I think they're definitely, like, it's a big deal to some people.
And they're focused on what they're calling in for.
Yeah,
and you knew that, like, later in the show when we randomly called that nurse at Seattle Children's and thanked her for this. She's like, okay.
I thought she was asleep.
Yeah, well, I knew what that was.
Yeah.
But in this case, Tricia had called in.
That's right.
She had volunteered to do it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, 67 grand a year. I mean, quite honestly, I think it sounds like a really fun job.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually, she sent me a follow-up message. I haven't reached out to her, but she said there's so much more to it that, like, is really fascinating that she could talk about off the air, which, of course, you know, doesn't serve our audience at all, but I kind of want to know more. She
Maybe
said
on the pod?
She gets to take a gun to work sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So cool.
I wonder why. If she works for one, and I don't know who she works for, but say she works for Kohl's, and she goes to different stores, like, why would she get to take a gun to one and not the other, you know?
Well, I would say the one that she said where the kids were just, like, stealing candy, you probably don't want to bring the gun in.
No.
Like in Joker when he brings the gun to the children's ward of the hospital.
Yeah.
So why would you do that exactly?
Oops.
It's a prop. Anyway, before we talk, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but just wanted to promote early here before all of you tune out, all 6 of you.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, we do this for our moms.
Yep.
Tomorrow, we have a test truck driver on. His name's Willie, and it's really cool. Check that out tomorrow. He basically test drives trucks before they sell them to other companies like Peterbilt to go out on the freeway.
Woof.
Like so, what?
Peterbilt. It's a type of truck.
Oh.
That's like a semi-truck.
You never heard of Peterbilt?
No.
Didn't you assume that's what he's doing?
I think
big
so.
18-wheelers?
When I talked to him, he was super evasive about who he actually works for, so I'm still not 100% sure.
You really don't know what a Peterbilt is?
No.
I got a belt buckle with a turquoise Peterbilt semi-truck
on it. Might be a boy thing. Like, we had Peterbilt toys.
Yeah, it's like Bob the Builder, Mack trucks.
I've heard of Mack.
Yeah, Peterbilt.
Yeah.
It's
Google. Learn something new. I taught you Cheadle. You taught me Peterbilt.
But in other news, I don't know if either one of you, Slow Joe probably has a story. Emily, I know you don't, but I got caught shoplifting.
Oh, yeah?
Caught?
I got caught. Mm-hmm. I was in 5th grade, and I went to a Safeway or whatever the store was at the time. We lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the whole day, this kid and I have been bragging about Hot Wheels cars and how cool they were and how we were going to go steal one. So we went to the grocery store, and we stole Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
And I will never forget it my entire life. I am still, to this day, not scarred by it because I don't go around stealing, but if I ever had a thought that I was going to steal, that would have fixed it for me.
Yeah.
because I did and it did. But I remember walking out of the sliding doors and thinking I had got away with it. And we were like 5 feet down the sidewalk and this big hand, it was a dude, just back of the collar, pulled me back. I think like kind of pulled me off my feet.
Yeah.
And then that was when I realized that all the mirrors on the second floor of a grocery store are double-sided. And they pulled me up there and they put me in an office.
Well, did your friend get pulled up there too? Did he not steal?
No, he. I
separate
think,
you.
You know what's funny? Now that you're asking me to remember, I think I took the car. I don't think he did.
Oh. Mm.
I think maybe he was talking about having all these Hot Wheels cars, and I don't think I had any, and so you're I was going to steal one.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember him getting in trouble. I remember sitting in the office and waiting, and they called my mom, and she had to come from work. And when she walked into the door on the second floor, I remember I saw her, and I just burst into tears. I just started crying. I was like, It's like the worst experience of my life. And they banned me. I don't remember the chain. It could have been a Safeway. They banned me from all Safeways. Like, I was not allowed to go into a store.
Oh, I bet they still have your mugshot still up to this day.
Was that the first and only time you've ever shoplifted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never shoplifted.
Never shoplifted.
Right? Yeah.
Not even by accident.
So I don't even want to ask Slo Jo because I don't think it's. I think it probably goes deeper.
Yeah, I
don't admit to any felonies, man. No, they could use that against
I won't admit to any felonies. I definitely remember the first time I got caught. Similar story. It was a thrifty drugstore, and they had G.I. Joe toys, but I didn't even want the G.I. Joe toy. I wanted this little special, like commemorative, like Star Wars coin that was in the box. So I opened the box and I took the coin. And I got away with it, but my mom found me playing with it later, and she's like, "Where'd you get that?" And I'm like,
"A friend. Always say a friend."
Yeah. I didn't. I wasn't clever enough to have a good excuse at the ready. She made me go back and return it and like fess up. So that was kind of humiliating. I wish that had like stung me enough to prevent me from stealing in the future. But yeah, when I was a kid, I stole a lot, and I always got away with it. And that's probably why I kept doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still feel guilty about it. You know what I mean? Stealing is the worst.
That's so funny because as a child, like the thought of stealing never even crossed my mind.
Really?
Put this in my pocket and take it. Like that's it never crossed my mind.
First time you get away with it, it's like, everything's free if you're quick.
And then, you know, your brain can rationalize it. Like you're not stealing from a person, you're stealing from a store.
Right.
And they don't need it and they won't even notice that it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out as an adult, they actually have checks and balances and they, you know. That's not a good thing.
It's not good, man.
Yeah, I think if you probably had a winning record, you probably kept right on with it. I got nipped early.
One and done.
Oh, it was so traumatic, man. And it was not like I wish Trisha would have caught me because this dude was. I mean, he yanked me off my feet backwards.
Trish,
he probably lived
yet.
For that.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah,
and I'm sure I look like a little dirtbag, you know, and running around. Oh. And, you know, once you do stuff like that, like, for example, I remember still in New Mexico, a lot of bad things happened when I lived in Santa Fe. But I remember one day, too, we were throwing snowballs at cars.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And a guy used it as an excuse to get a new windshield. So, and we didn't know it at the time, but he was driving down the road with a cracked windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting there pelting cars with snowballs. And he pulls over and he chases us and catches some of us and calls our parents. And he's like, "These kids were throwing rocks at my car.
Oh.
Rocks and snowballs." And nobody was. And we figured later, oh, this dude just got a free windshield.
Yep.
One of our parents had to pay for it. We couldn't prove otherwise. Like, that's a smart dude man.
Way well, and it teaches the kid a lesson because you could have ended up the kids that do throw rocks off the overpasses and kill someone. So maybe he saved you.
Nip that one in the bud, too. Stop doing a lot of stuff. That's also where I got locked in the trunk, by the way, and almost died. That's what I'm saying. It's like that's
in New
state.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a bad state for you.
It's not just Breaking Bad. I don't go back there anymore.
How long did you live in New Mexico?
2 years.
Yeah, I honestly
my mom
forget.
Had like a midlife crisis and like broke down, and we left Kansas City and moved to Santa Fe for 2 years, just random, and she just like freaked out.
Huh.
And then went back to Kansas City?
Oh, interesting. And sat in the living room and drank wine every night for like 5 years.
Wow.
She calls that her midlife crisis. Like every night, listening to Bob Seger.
Oh, nice.
It was just weird. Every night, "Good night, Mom." She'd just be down there with a bottle of wine with the music on, just drinking every night.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird looking back at your childhood with you know, the perspective as an adult.
Totally. My mom doesn't even drink anymore. And I'm like, what was that all about? She's like, oh, I had a midlife, like a crisis, like breakdown.
Yeah.
But like for like years? Like, yeah, pretty much.
Huh. I mean, listen, a lot of people that lasts till they die.
I know.
Yeah. So.
Just like, whoa. I remember. Yeah. I used to give her a Bob Seger album every year for Christmas because that's all she liked to do. Bob Seger and wine.
What is a Bob Seger song? Would I know any of them?
Oh, yeah. You'd know a bunch.
Night Moves. Fact,
working on a night moves.
Okay, I know that one.
Let me, let me just because it's a podcast and we can, let me see.
Sure.
If Apple Music, how quickly it'll pull up a Bob Seger track. Here we go. Top hits. Well, you know this one for sure, Em. This was the one they used in Risky Business, the movie with Tom Cruise.
They were that old time in rock and roll.
Right.
Against the Wind.
So, like, my mom, though, this is what she would be listening to. Like, you know, with the wine. We've got tonight.
We got tonight.
Let's take it slow.
Let's take it slow.
Bob Seger is Kid Rock's, like, hero. Great voice, though.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Iconic.
Iconic is a good word. And then you said Night Moves, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's only one more, maybe, that I think my mom would have, like, probably drank to.
Against the Wind.
Against the Wind. Was this in Forrest Gump?
Probably.
There wasn't a movie of some sort.
Yeah. I can just see Tom Hanks running down a freeway.
So your mom, like you, Bob Seger is associated to your mom. Do you have an artist that's associated to your parents?
You know, I kind of do a little bit. And they told me once that this particular song by Bob Dylan was like their song. So I've always, in my mind, I always go there. And it's Big Brass Bed or whatever. Lay, Lady, Lay. That's
oh,
the name
yeah.
of the song. Yeah, yeah.
Stay, Lady, Stay.
Yeah, so somehow I connected them with Bob Dylan, even though they didn't listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. When I was growing up, when I remember noticing what kind of music they were listening to a lot, it was a lot of Garth Brooks, really, and a bunch of other stuff, too. A lot of Eagles, but yeah, they always told me that was their song.
So. All right, Emily, I'm going to guess for you. You grew up in Georgia, the B-52s, or R.E.M. That was your mom's jam.
You will never guess either of them. So and I don't know why I associate this to my mom. Maybe she listened to it, but Gloria Estefan.
Whoa.
The Miami Man. Sound Machine?
And then my dad. So my dad didn't work.
Come on to bed, dude. Gonna shake that bum.
And then my dad, he didn't work Friday, so his office was closed on Friday, so he would clean. Yeah. And I would get off the bus, like probably a block down from my house, and I would hear Enya blaring from the house.
Really?
And that was his cleaning. So I always think of Enya as my dad.
Very tranquil.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And the two do not mix.
No.
Like you can't run Enya over Gloria Estefan.
No, yeah.
By the way. Go. No, you can't put the hotel any longer.
So what's funny is while my dad would be cleaning to Enya, I would like do little gymnastics routines on the stairs to it and come up with routines.
Oh, yeah. Is Gloria Estefan still alive?
Yeah.
She's probably not that old.
No,
either.
Not really. I don't think.
All right. Good combo, guys.
Woof.
Nice. Way to take it to the next level. All right. Listen, we love you guys. We're out of here, but come back tomorrow for Test Truck Driver Willie, man. He's the bomb.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.